Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Hundreds of Twitter employees are thought to be leaving the social media company following this ultimatum from the new owner, Elon Musk. He said staff should sign up for long hours at high intensity or leave. The company has also told employees that their office buildings will be temporarily closed until Monday, effective immediately. That includes the Dublin office. Well, it comes as the hashtag RIP Twitter trends online, with users speculating that the end of the social media giant is near. Well, Ciara O'Brien is the technology journalist with the Irish Times, and she joins me on the line. Ciara, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the news that the Twitter staff are handing in their notice following the ultimatum from Elon Musk. What exactly did he say in that message to them?
He sent an email that basically said, it was titled A Fork in the Road. And what he said was, going forward to build a breakthrough Twitter 2.0 and succeed in an increasingly competitive world, we will need to be extremely hardcore. Now, for him, and he was very clear, this means long hours, high intensity, and said only exceptional performance would constitute a passing grade. Now, if you received an email like that, there's a high chance you'd probably already have your backup. But what he also said was Twitter was going to be more engineering driven, that while design and product management would still be important, the majority of the team would be involved in writing great code. He also said that Twitter was a software and service company at heart, so he thought that this made sense. Now, I think there's probably some people who would dispute that, because a lot of the good stuff about Twitter is the people as well. But he essentially gave people an ultimatum. He said, you know, if you want to be part of this new Twitter, having laid it out as barely as he did, you know, you had to click yes on a link that was in that email and sign up it was 5 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, which is 10 p.m. I think our time. And anybody who hadn't done so by that time would basically be taken as they weren't going to go forward with the company, and they'd get 3 months of severance pay.
And they were gone. Have we any indication as to what percentage of staff clicked yes and who didn't reply?
Not officially yet, because part of the exodus of Twitter that's happened over the last couple of weeks has been the comms team. So there's no, we have asked questions, there's been no responses to it. In general, though, it seems like there have been a lot of people leaving. And the problem that we see with this is not that, you know, these are not people who were there for 6 months. They are people who had been at Twitter for 8 years, 10 years, 12 years. If you're following the hashtag on Twitter, Love Where You Worked, over the last couple of weeks, you'll see all the people who were, first of all, let go by Twitter in that initial kind of 50% cut. But now over the last few hours, there's been a lot of people saying, you know, it's been a tough decision to make, but I've decided, you know, my time at Twitter has come to an end. And these are the people who have been with Twitter for a long time, who would form a key part, even if the new owner doesn't see it, would form a key part of its success. And the problem with putting a gun to people's head is that it doesn't always go the way you'd want. And I'd be interested to see, you know, what percentage of people who are left actually have the experience that he wants to take Twitter forward into this new Twitter 2.0 era, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm. And he said last night he's not worried about the people who are quitting. So he thinks the right people in his mind are going to go.
Well, look, Elon Musk has to say that, you know, he's not worried. If he said he's worried in public, you know, he obviously has a problem on his hands. It's admitting that he has a problem. But you're also talking about the person who basically said 50% of people are going, and then they had to ask people back, because the way that they did, the way that they decided on those cuts was, to the quote that we got, was carnage and random and indiscriminate. So it's not that this, like, everything has been perfectly well thought out up until this point. And the problem when you do something like this, when you create this kind of chaos in a company, the people who can get jobs elsewhere, the good people who you would want to keep, will easily find another job somewhere else. Or they'll just decide, you know, we've had enough, I can go somewhere else, I don't need this in my life. And this is essentially, I think, what's happened. You know, he's issued this ultimatum. He probably doesn't care. You know, he doesn't, I mean, we've seen this over the last couple of weeks. He's not really too concerned about, you know, kind of the intricacies of employment law in different areas. And he's obviously not concerned about, you know, kind of the moderation on Twitter, because there has been an increase in, you know, probably what some people would find objectionable content. Obviously other people would disagree. But the problem with this now is, you know, in addition to all these people who have left, there's also reports that about 4,000 contractors have been let go. And a lot of Twitter's content moderation will be done by these contractors. So now people are starting to ask questions questions about trust and safety. And we've seen, obviously, the Data Privacy Commissioner here has gone to Twitter and asked for a meeting because there were certain obligations that Twitter has to meet to even just be overseen by the Irish DPC instead of having to deal with every single DPC across the European Union. Now, if you were going to start, cutting content moderation and start, talking about free speech, I mean, you have to take into account that regulators in different territories have different rules. And, in Germany, if you don't take harmful content down very quickly, you will get fined. So, this is now where we're going to see, have they actually made the right decisions? Because the backlash, I suppose, from the regulators will be quick.
Yeah, there's the moderation side, but there's also the technical side. And he's taken this gamble now that people are going to sign up to his pledge. But if a lot of the technical staff don't, will Twitter continue to operate? Will it function?
At the moment, people are seeing more problems than they used to. I mean, the fail whale thing used to be a huge thing on Twitter when Twitter was over capacity. And, I'd largely forgotten about that. I've already had a couple of issues, just with content, not loading properly, the site not loading. But it's been few and far between. If the people who fix these bugs and, kind of keep an eye on all and make all this stuff run smoothly are gone, and you have to bring new people in, that's going to take some time. So, you might see over the next couple of weeks, there are going to be problems, but, we'll have to wait and see on that.
Yeah, and I mean, Elon Musk, he spent $44 billion buying this company. He's hardly going to want to see it disintegrate. It makes absolutely no sense to implode in the way that it looks to be heading.
It doesn't make any sense, but also it's $44 billion, but it's not all his money. And this, I think, is probably key. Look, it is a large chunk of his money, but there's other backers there. There's banks there, and the banks, like large investors, like major banks, have committed, I think, around $13 billion to this. Now they are not going to want to see their money set on fire. So, you may have that they may come in and say, well, look, we need to do something, because the way Twitter is at the moment with, there are advertisers who have taken a step back from it. And I don't see that improving if content moderation drops below a certain threshold. I mean, when you're talking about content moderation as well, you're not talking about people getting into arguments or people calling each other names or, posting an odd inappropriate picture. You're talking about like child sexual exploitation material, that may end up on the site. That's the kind of thing that Twitter takes down, terrorist stuff, violent content that has no place on social media. That is what you're looking at. And no advertiser wants their ads to be appearing alongside those kind of tweets.
Of course. Now, from the local point of view, the Dublin office, it's among the worldwide message went out. They got a two, don't come in, office is closed. We don't know why, do we, Ciara, why he made that decision?
There's no public reason why he made that decision, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess, because when you have a large number of employees leaving, you want to make sure that the same way that they did before when they cut 50% of staff, the reason why they closed the offices was to ensure employee safety, to ensure safety of the systems, and to ensure the safety of the data of the users. Because look, it just takes one person with the right access to leave him a present, some sort of parting gift that could cause serious issues for Twitter. So I'm not surprised that they've closed off all the access to the offices, because it would be a security issue.
All right, Ciara, we'll leave it there and we'll watch closely what happens with Twitter. Ciara O'Brien there from the Irish Times. Coming up next, we're going to meet the Ugandan hurlers. This is an extraordinary story. They're learning their skills on social media. They have absolutely no Irish connection, and they want to get videos from senior hurlers and footballers here, maybe not so senior too, teaching them more skills, and they also need helmets and hurlers. We'll hear all about that next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.